This is that land which every went to. This is the land of the Sahaba. This is the land of the Awliya, of the Atqiya, of the Abdal. This is the land of the purest of the pure. This is that place whose ground is soaked with the sweat and with the tears and with the blood and with the fruit of the exertion of the true desirers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the age. Unzur ila ayna tadhhab. Consider where you are going. Wa ila man tadhhab, and to whom you are going. Our five pillars of Islam. One is the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama ikram explain, they say this is ma'rifat. Our kalima is kalima of ma'rifat. This is an introduction to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have been introduced normally in the natural progression of one's relationship. After introduction, what is the next stage? The next stage is ta'alluq. In other words, develop some sort of bond. They say ta'alluq is developed through salah. And once there is this bond, there is this ta'alluq, there is this association, as it progresses, what is the next stage? The next natural stage is what we call muhabbat and love. That is achieved through zakat. Why? Because Allah has designed this human being in such a way that more to us than even our lives is wealth. This is why people, for the sake of wealth, for the lalach of dunya, they'll sacrifice their izzat, their dignity, their honor, they'll sell their souls also. The heart follows what you love. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I find that the shauk, the inclination for maut, for meeting Allah Ta'ala is not there in my heart. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have wealth? He said, yes. He said, spend it. Spend it in the way of Allah. Why? Because the heart will follow the wealth. So through kalima, introduction, salah, association, zakat, the relationship develops to love. But however, love is something that can be divided. You can love your wife, love your children, love your parents, love your friends. Love can be divided. Allah, ana aghna shuraka yani shirk. Ana aghna shuraka yani shirk. Allah says, I am the most independent of all partners. Ascribe any partner with me, I will hand you over to that partner. For Allah, there has to be exclusivity. And this is why when Allah describes the people of Iman in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, who are the people of Iman? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, who are the people of Iman? أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, their love for Allah is intense. In other words, they have عِشْق. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَآتَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. For Allah, love is not matloob. What is matloob? What is desired? Ish. Why? Because love can be divided. Ish cannot be divided. How is this explained? The one who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, withholds for Allah's sake, he has achieved the height of Iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Our love for Allah has to develop to ish. And how this is achieved? Ulama say, through fasting. أَصَّوْمُ لِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ and I, Allah, will give you the reward for your fasting. Another way this hadith is read, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ. Fasting is for me and I, your Allah, become the reward of your fast. In other words, you will find the ish and the true muhabbat of Allah through fasting. So kalima marifat, salah ta'alluq, zakat muhabbat, fasting ishq of Allah. And when the relationship reaches that level, divine love, divine ecstasy, ishq and true muhabbat of Allah, then naturally, what is the next stage? What is the next desire? When a person reaches the stage of ishq and true muhabbat, then what does he desire? To make mulaqat. To meet with his Allah. When Allah, there are certain peculiarities, like I mentioned in the beginning, certain unique aspects of Hajj that we will not find in the other pillars of Islam. As I mentioned repeatedly, time constraints, today I'm going to focus particularly on one aspect. By way of introduction, understand it like this. When Allah in his Quran, 114 surahs, there is no surah that is named Suratul Salah. There is no Suratul Sawm. There is no Suratul Zakat. But this amal, this pillar of Islam, an entire surah, Suratul Hajj. When Allah made Salah Fard, even if you don't understand Arabic, listen carefully. Look at the mode of Quran. Aqimus Salah. Salah is farz. Inna Salata kanata lil mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Zakat farz. Atuz zakah. Zakat is farz. Khud min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzli alayhim. Fasting. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is farz. This amal, Hajj, the entire mode of expression of Quran changes. Yeah, it's not aqimu salah, wa atu zakah, wa kutiba alaykum siyam. Walillah, ala nas, hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna allaha ghaniyun anil alameen. For salah, for zakat, for fasting, Allah doesn't bring his name, but for Hajj, walillah, Allah brings his name. Ulama say, what is the underlying meaning of this? Somebody you meet him by, I got accredited. I'm ready, I'm leaving on certain date, 3 weeks package, 4 weeks package, I'm going for Hajj. Where are you going? I'm going for Hajj. They say that is technically, that's not the correct answer. What is the correct answer? Walillah. I am going to meet my Allah. Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Kaabatullah, the house of Allah on this earth. This is that place every second, 120 special rahmats and mercies from Allah descending. When a person arrives at the Kaabatullah and makes istilam of Hajar Aswad, according to the riwayat of Munziri, mentioned in his At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, Ghashiyathumur Rahma, the mercy of Allah enshrouds this person. Every step he takes, 70,000 rewards, 70,000 sins wiped away, 70,000 ranks in akhirat raised. This is such a place. A person once was making tawaf, he reached the point between the Hajar Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim. In that tawaf he said, Allahumma ghfir li fulan. Oh Allah, forgive so and so person. He took someone's name. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him say this. So he asked him, that by what are you doing? He said, Ya Rasulallah, before I proceeded on this journey, my brother requested me at this point to make dua for his maghfirat. My Nabi, when he hears this, he says to him, Allah has forgiven that person. What are you doing when you are making tawaf? You're not on some holiday or not on some vacation. You are in that place, that Mubarak ground, وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم. Allah says, you will see that day, my malaika, they are making tawaf around my arsh. A person who is making tawaf around Kaabatullah is imitating the malaika that are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. He is placing his foot on the ground which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked on, Anbiya walked on, Sahaba walked on, Atqiya walked on, Uliya walked on. Does he not at least take a few seconds to make this intention in his heart that, Ya Allah, I am walking on that ground, give me the tawfiq to bring my life according to them. Hajar-e-Aswad, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is just my way of example. He said, Hajarul Aswad, Yameenullahi fil ard, yusafihu biha ibadahu, kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu. Nazalal Hajarul Aswad min al Jannah. He said, the stone, Allah sent it down from Jannah. Hiya ashaddu bayada min al-laban. At that time, than milk. Walakin sawadathu khataya bani Adam. He said the excessive sins of humanity caused the stone to become black, otherwise it was whiter than milk. The hadith I mentioned earlier, this is not literal. Walillahi al-mathalul a'la. There are no parables and examples with Allah. Allah is free of human shape and form and coming and going and time and space. This is just for our understanding. My Nabi said, Hajar-e-Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Like you shake the hand of your friend. Literal translation. He said, Allah shakes the hand of his banda through the Hajar-e-Aswad. One very deep meaning, ulama-i kiram give of this. They say this refers to that incident which occurred prior to the coming of humanity to this earth. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ. Allah says in the Quran, that in Alam-e Arwah, in the land of the souls, all the souls of every human being to be born till Qiyamah was gathered. At that time a question was put, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Malik, your Khalik, your Razik? What is the direction of your heart? Who are you going to live for? Who are you going to give everything for? Who are you going to make maqsood and matloob of your existence? At that time every soul said, Bala, Bala, Shahidna. Ya Allah, you are the goal, you are everything. My living for you, my dying for you, my entire life for you. Shahidna, we bear witness. That oath which you and I took before coming into this world, and unfortunately, in the short space of this life, majority of us forgot of this covenant. Ulama say that covenant was recorded on a piece of paper and it was placed inside the Hajar-e-Aswad. And when you make istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad, Hazrat Masayid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to caution and warn. He says the Hajar-e-Aswad has the spiritual ability to seal your heart on the jazbah and zeal with which you make istilam. Be very, very careful that at that time there is no worldly desire in this heart. It is only Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the Hajar-e-Aswad will seal your heart on that jazbah and zeal which is in that heart. When you make istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad, you are reenacting that covenant and code, that covenant and oath which you took in Alam-e-Arwah. Your example is like that person who has walked into the court of a king, bows down, kisses the hand of the king, and pleads allegiance to that king. My Nabi said, that is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, Allah is shaking your hand through the Hajar-e-Aswad. And understand what a mubarak place that is. Ulama have written, they say, obviously don't try and kill and push, but if Allah gives you the opportunity to place your lips on the Hajar-e-Aswad, you are placing your lips on the one spot of this earth that we can say with absolute certainty, the Mubarak lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched that spot. This is such a place. Like I said, time constrained. One aspect. Kaabatullah, whether it is Hajj, whether it is Umrah, the desire is there in the heart of everyone, but look at the timing. What just passed Ramadan, and almost in the blink of an eyelid, every one of us experienced this. We looked for the hilal of Ramadan, and then in the flash of an eyelid, we were looking for the hilal of Eid. Masjids became empty, Qurans went back into the shelf. Many of us in a short space of time reverted to the life before Ramadan. We didn't take the sabak and the lesson. What is the sabak and lesson? Allah brings Hajj after Ramadan. What is Hajj? One of the symbolic aspects of Hajj is this is not a rihla ila Kaabatullah. This is not a journey to Kaabatullah. This is a journey to Allah. Walillah. Hajj is a reminder of what? When you reach the miqat, what is that miqat? Miqat is the time that you and I have to leave this world. That 2 rakat salah of ihram is not 2 rakat salah, nafil salah. That is the janazah salah that is going to be made over you and I. The removing of the clothes of this dunya, what is that symbolic of? It is symbolic of the clothes and the attachment of this world that every one of us at the time of mort and death will occur. That ihram cloth that you are putting on, what is that? That is the cloth of my and your kafan. Malik bin Din mentions, he says, once we reached the miqat, people were tying the ihram, shouting out, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. What is this Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik? Yawma yakhrujuna min al-ajdaathi sira'an ka'annahum ila nusubi yufidhoon khashi'atan absaruhum tarhaquhum dhilla dhalika al-yawmu alladhi kanu yu'adun. How many places in the Quran Allah describes? One place Allah says, كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ, like a flock of locusts. Humanity will wake up from the grave and converge on the plains of Hashar. That ihram that is tied and the sea of humanity that moves towards Makkah and eventually Arafah is a reminder of that day that every one of us has to prepare for. The day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that every one of us has to stand in front of Allah. Malik bin Dinar says, I saw this one youngster. He wasn't reciting the labbaik. What was he saying? Ya man tasurruhu ta'ati. Ya man tasurruhu ta'ati. Wala yankusuhu maghfirati. Ya man tasurruhu ta'ati. Wala tadurruhu maasiyati. Habli ma yasurruk. Waghfirli ma la yadurruk. He said, oh my Allah, when I obey you, you become happy. When I disobey you, I cannot diminish from your greatness in any way. Grant me that which makes you happy, in other words, your obedience. Forgive me that which cannot diminish from you in any way, in other words, grant me your maghfirat. Malik bin Dinar says, I approached this youngster and I said to him, can't you hear people are saying, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. What is this labbaik, Allahumma labbaik? Eh, mere Allah, main hazir hu. I am coming, I am here. Like we will gather on the plains of Hashar before Allah. What does this youngster say to Malik bin Dinar? He says, oh Malik, does not a life of sinning, does not the fact that your soul is drowning in the love of dunya, does not a legacy of his disobedience cause you to pause for 1 second and ask yourself this question? You are going to shout, Labbaik, Labbaik, Allah, I am present, I am coming. And from that side the answer comes, your coming is not desired. You are not wanted here. Your whole life has been spent in my dushmani and my enmity. Malik bin Dinar says, I didn't see this youngster until the day of Mina. People were giving qurbani, sacrificing the qurbani animals and coming out of ihram. I saw this youngster on one side of the plains of Mina sobbing and crying. I approached him, I heard him saying, Inna nas qad dhabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. Oh Allah, the people have given qurbani animals, the people have sacrificed. They have performed hajj, they are coming out of ihram, they have attained your qurb and your closeness. لَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكِ. He said, oh my Allah, I don't have anything which I can present to you as sacrifice. I don't even have a qurbani animal. Ya Allah, the only thing that I can present to you as true sacrifice, siwa nafsi, is my own life. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي. Oh Allah, accept my life as a means of sacrifice to you. Saying this, Malik bin Dinar says, this youngster passed away on the spot. Haj Qaleel. Sufyan bin Uyayna said, Hajis are very few, very few. Qazi Ayaz said, Hajis are very few. Rukban Kathi, the travelers are many. Like the poet puts it beautifully, I've run out of time. Ilayka qasdi, ilayka qasdi, Rabb al-bayti wal-hijr, fa-anta suwali min hajji wa min umri, wa fi kasayi wa tatwafi wa muzdalifi, wal-hadyu nafsi alladhi yughni anil jazari. He said, oh my Allah, Kaabatullah is not the goal. Mina is not the goal. Muzdalifah is not the goal. Arafah is not the goal. Ya Allah, you are the goal. You are the goal. And the qurbani animal is not the qurbani animal. The qurbani animal is my own nafs. And to sacrifice this nafs, I don't need a knife. Like Ibn Hajar al-Hanbali rahimahullah, and on this I will terminate. He said, Kam min qaidin ila al-bayt. Come in wasilin ila al-bayt. How many they are that have physically, bodily reached the Kaabatullah? They are holding on to the astar, the curtain of the Kaaba. Wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. But not for one second is their heart conscious of the Rabb of Kaaba. Wa kam min qa'idin fi baytihi ala firashihi. And some thousands of kilometers away are sitting on their beds, thousands of kilometers away from Kaabatullah. وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَى. And not for one second is the heart ghafil of the Rabb of Kaabatullah. My respected brothers, one is the physical Kaabatullah. There is another Kaabatullah. There is another Baytullah. There is another Kaaba. It is situated between my and your ribs. Make this Kaabatullah Nurani. Fill it with the true love of Allah, with the abstinence of Allah's disobedience, with the consciousness of maut, with the consciousness of the time we have to meet Allah. And by the qasam of my Allah, this nur will light up the entire world. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmah.
Brothers, inshallah, nikah will be taking place. The nikah parties are kindly requested to come forward. The sunnahs will take place after the nikah.
Nikah parties, come forward, please. Today's nikah is Hafiz Muhammad Yusuf Juma. The bride's representative, the wakil, Hafiz Muhammad Farhad Sakur. Come close. The witness to the representation is Amod Sakur and Farhad Ghulam Hussain Musa. Come close. Did the bride Firdaus Sakur give permission for me to perform a nikah to Hafiz Muhammad Yusuf Juma? Were the witnesses witness to this? Can I go ahead? Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقد قال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني ونسأل الله ربنا أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به ولا حافظ محمد يوسف جمعة in the presence of all those present here for this جمعة especially the bride's wakil, Muhammad Farhad, Hafiz Muhammad Farhad Sakur, and the witnesses to the representation, Amod Sakur and Farhad Ghulam Hussain Musa. And the mahar has been agreed upon between both the parties. I perform your nikah to Firdaus Sakur. Do you accept Firdaus Sakur in your nikah as your wife? Say, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. وتزوجتها بارك الله لكم وبارك عليكم وجمع بينكما في خير إن شاء الله the signatures and the dua will be done after إن شاء الله you can stand up for your sunnah.